Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I am going to the Turks and Caicos. And you're going to hear all about it next week as we broadcast from the deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard as part of our 20-year anniversary Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures. It's going to be a blast. You'll hear all about it next week. However, we got a lot of stuff to cover today on the show, including, some stuff that kind of is overflowing from last week's adventure, as we kind of did a little hurricane update with some of our dive operator friends in the Florida Keys and the Caribbean. And to kick off today's show, definitely is in that, in that lane. I got Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada on Scuba Radio to help me out and actually to thank, because they have orchestrated a nice little relief effort from the island of Grenada to our friends in Dominica who got really hammered. Peter, Galinda, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Hello, Greg.
She's in the background, but I heard her chime in just a little bit. Galinda was there, but we're connected via Skype, so she's slightly off mic. That's good. But Peter, yeah, it's good to hear you, buddy.
Yes.
You're doing good work. I saw what you guys posted up on Facebook. You got some of your dive operator friends together in Grenada and encourage your customers to support an effort to send some supplies and things over to Dominica. And I guess the process is still going on. Is that right?
Thanks, first of all, to feature this in your show and raise the awareness for the hurricane-ravaged islands here in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Saying Caribbean is a very, very big place. And luckily, I mean, we are far way south, so we got spared by the hurricane, so nothing affected us. But saying that, in 2004, we had that major Hurricane Ivan passing, so we experienced back then firsthand what it means to be hit that hard. And what we experienced back then was the first days after the hurricane is basically the hardest.
Yeah.
People will not know what's going on. There's no food, there is no water, no nothing. So we decided basically as it happened, we need to put in a relief effort so we can get something there instantly. Because until larger aid organizations, governments and so on switch in gear, you know, that's a week later. And with the yachting community here in Grenada, there was a tugboat here, a big one, the so-called Flying Buzzard. And they organized basically the relief effort, having the transportation means to get the food. So we reached out to our friends on the island and also to our customers overseas for donations. So within a short period of time, we collected within 2 days, we collected over $2,000 that we converted into food, bottled water, bleach, all kinds of stuff that people will need as a first aid, put it on that boat, and all the people here in Grenada helped. That was really great to see. Mm-hmm. And the boat went up, had a little stop in St. Lucia, took on even more supplies, and dropped them in Dominica in different places, especially also taking care of communities that are not right there in the capital, and that have even less access to any kind of help.
Yeah, well, we were talking to Simon Walsh from Dominica last week, and he's on the, east end of Dominica. I might have that mixed up.
But southeast corner.
Southeast, yeah. And, there, his area where he lives and his home basically exploded. He said they had nothing and they were shut off from the island. Now, since last week, we've gotten some good news that they've opened up some of the more of the roads in Dominica and they're finally getting some stuff to that side of the island. But Simon has put together an effort to specifically help his part of the island that was really cut off from the downtown area of Dominica, or you're the main city there, and they have a tendency to get lost in the mix unless people like you or Simon or we draw attention to these places that need help quickly. So it's encouraging to see not just the turnout, but the support from everybody in the dive industry and islands helping out islands. I mean, that really makes you feel good. And hopefully, you know, it's going to make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, all that was distributed through the organization. That is, it's called the International Relief Organization, IRG. Mm-hmm. And they basically took care then of that. They have people on the ground, which is, you know, the most important thing. To make sure everything goes into the right channels, because, I mean, okay, everybody can hear the negative press about corruption and theft, etc. You know, these are things that are happening when people are getting very desperate. I think that's just part of human nature. And but there's people on the ground that make sure things get into the right hand and to the people that really need it.
Right. Well, you know, just the fact that you put this together so quickly. I mean, I saw it, you know, show up on Facebook, and all I can say is, you know, go to AquanoxGrenada.com, support them because they're supporting their, you know, dive industry friends. And I don't know, are you putting out donation requests on Facebook and through your website as well?
Yeah, basically on our website. Now, I mean, we've been facilitating basically the money for the beginning, spend all that money on food items, etc., and send it up to Dominica. Right now, basically, we are advertising and marketing to the point, and the links are also on our website, that people go to the professional aid organizations like Sea Shepherd. Simon Walsh started this thing, collecting funds for the Scottsdale area.
Right.
And then we have our organization, the IRG, that we worked with here in Grenada directly. So the links are there. So it's the easiest if somebody wants to help out. Go on one of those links, because these are the people that have the transport, they have people on the ground there for the distribution, etc. So this is the best way to help the people in need.
It's very important to look out for those folks in Dominica and setting up things like this, because unfortunately San Juan is getting all the attention in the U.S., Puerto Rico, I mean, and, you know, the thing is, islands like Dominica and Guadalupe and some of these other smaller islands are kind of getting lost in the mix in the mainstream media coverage of what we get in the state. So it's important for divers, especially because these are some of the best and coolest places to dive on the planet, and you got to look out for your own a little bit, too, or make sure they're not getting lost. So I really appreciate your efforts there, Peter and Galinda. You guys are doing good works, and you got a great dive destination on your own, and luckily you guys were spared this latest round of abuse that these storms, you know, scattered around the Caribbean and messed us up a little bit there for the summer. But I guess you feel pretty grateful in that regard. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, we are very happy. You know, I mean, even so, you know, I mean, Grenada is considered being south of the hurricane belt, but still, you know, every 50 years, a hurricane passes by here and does some damage. Mm-hmm. And we lived through that once, so we know really what it means. When you're hanging in there and you don't know what's happening, what's going on, what you're going to eat next. And it's amazing when I look at the amount of stuff that we send over, what a big difference $100 can make.
Yeah.
You know, for us, we go out, probably, you know, $100 buys you a dinner with your wife, you know, if you're not going in a too fancy restaurant. But with $100, you can feed a family for a month or mm-hmm. for a week, let's say. You know, but that's what you can do, and that really helps.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, you can hear their heart's in the right place. They've been through this nightmare scenario before themselves, so it just shows you why they want to participate. They're paying it forward. So, you know, patronize Aquanauts Grenada for their good work as well. And, hey, Peter and Galinda, I'll see you guys at the DEMA show here in a few weeks, too. Are you excited about getting out to the States for that or what?
Oh, yes, DEMA, exciting as always, you know, so it's going to be a fun show, I hope. You guys will be around, so lots of parties, lots of fun.
Lots of parties.
To win, I guess.
Yes, we've already contracted a bail bondsman, so we should all be good.
Yes, wonderful.
Yeah, are you dressing up? Because you know it's right after Halloween.
Again, oh, gosh.
Yeah, we got Halloween. So you can get like 50% off costumes and come dressed up as a pirate or whatever the heck you want to do.
Yeah, I'll probably put a lionfish head over my head or something like
okay.
that.
Okay, I haven't seen that costume at the Halloween stores, but that would be a pretty creative one. But yeah. The diving's been good there in Grenada.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. I mean, don't forget we got another wreck that sank a couple of months ago, and that is full of marine life already. The lionfish are there. We just got some 50 pounds this morning.
Wow! So lionfish ceviche this afternoon.
Yeah, things like this for starters, and then for a nice fried lionfish for dinner.
Ah, that sounds good. You're making me hungry. Mm-hmm. Well, go to aquanautsgrenada.com, support their good efforts, go there and dive, because, like I said, they have great diving there, too, and they were spared any of the storm nonsense. So, Peter and Galinda, appreciate your efforts, and we will talk to you soon and see you at the DEMA show.
Yes, Greg. Thank you very much, and see you soon.
All right, we got more coming up, including Roz from the UK and Mermaid Brittany. Is, I believe, in Honduras or someplace. We'll check in with her, too, coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Don't like scuba people. I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay?
I think you should give it to me.
Scuba,
scuba.
What?
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
You know, baby.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
That was a party.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
As they should. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And look, I got Mermaid Britt on FaceTime audio right now, all the way from Mexico. Is that right? Where exactly are you, Britt? Because I said Honduras, but that wasn't right. It's Mexico, right?
It's Mexico, yeah. It's a small little fishing town called Ixcalac, Mexico.
Okay.
And it's right on the Mesoamerican Reef. So we're about 5 hours south of Cancun, 4 hours south of Playa. The closest city would be Mahahual, and that's about an hour away.
Wow. So you were out there in the middle of nowhere, more or less, on a coast, learning to, expanding your diving skills. because you're becoming a dive master slash, well, will it go into instructor too, right?
It could if I wanted it to, but I'm going to leave before that, I think, and I'm just going to enjoy my dive master certification for maybe a year or two,
right,
and then possibly, probably get into instructor.
Okay. Well, you know, dive master is where it's at. Ask me, even though technically I am Greg the dive instructor, I'm a dive instructor as well. But dive master is where you really learn the meat and potatoes of, you know, helping out fellow divers, you know, in a class and that kind of thing. So that they're kind of like taking you through their whole program to hone your skills. And it's like a 3-month program you're doing down there, right?
They actually take you through everything from assisting in open water, advanced and recreational certifying. We also service equipment, fill tanks, prep the boat. Pretty much everything from A to Z, really. So that's what makes this program really, really interesting.
Okay.
And I couldn't have asked to be at a better place than this, really.
Well, so this is it's called Ecstasy, right? Is that how they say it too? Or no?
Yeah, yeah. No, not at all.
I didn't. Okay. Help.
XTC. Three letters.
Okay. Well, of course, X-T-C. Right. Yeah. Okay. So it's a cool place, and it sounds like they're getting a lot of work out of you too. But that's really the only way you learn this activity. This is it. You got to get in there and just do it. So they're just basically having you do everything they do to run the resort, so you can go and take those skills somewhere else, and you know, work as a dive master anywhere on the planet. I guess that's the ultimate goal, right?
Correct. Yeah. They'll just hand you a regulator and say, okay, figure out how to take this apart. Mm-hmm. You're kind of just sitting there like, oh boy, here comes YouTube. I mean, they stand there and watch you, so that's kind of interesting. But yeah, we've been really, really enjoying everything, and all of the instructors are so much fun and really personable, and it's really easy to get along with everyone because everyone here shares your passion in diving. So it's from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night. It's just dive, dive, dive.
Yeah.
That's all that we do, whether we're – doesn't matter even if we're just kind of hanging out, just chit-chatting. Our conversations revolve around diving. So
well, it's kind of like diving high school, I mean, it is a condensed training thing, and I don't know. How many people are in your class, by the way? How many other dive master wannabes are there doing this program with you this week?
Well, there's three of us in this one program, but total here, there are 6 dive masters.
Okay.
So it's not as busy now because we're kind of in the down season, but it will start to pick up significantly in November and December and into into the holiday season and January and February. So right now we're just really learning about basically, the equipment, which is huge.
Yeah,
and
it's a challenge. Tearing those regulators apart and doing servicing and things like that can be kind of tedious and fairly intense on the brain function as far as knowing where this piece goes and that piece. That's what you're dealing with. It sounds like you're being challenged with this quite a bit. Is that a fair assumption from the Tony voice or no?
It is. It okay. is. It's an excited challenge, though.
Yeah.
It's fun doing this.
I mean, once you get that skill down, you'll be able to charge all your friends to do like a rebreather. Regulator servicing and charge them like crazy money, make tons of money now.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Or are you going to just do them as favors? Yeah, or I'll service it for you. You're going to make some money with this, right?
Just throw me a couple drinks, something like that.
Okay.
I might work off the barter system.
Mermaid Brittany's pretty accommodating in that regard. That'll be nice. But it'll be a great skill. This will pay off tenfold, I'm sure. But it's challenging. There's no question about it. I'll tell you, when I went through my dive master part of training, the biggest part was the physics and that kind of thing. Are you going through that, or have you gotten to that part, or are you guys already through it?
Actually, we haven't started on the theory portion yet, but we will a little bit later on.
You'll breeze right through it. Don't worry about it then. I don't want to scare you. That was just the tough stuff for me, but that was just a personal thing because I hate math. But
I'm excited about it. It's going to be fun because it's exciting to realize exactly, what it is that allows us to be able to do what we love the best.
Absolutely. And once you get the skill down, once you learn all this stuff, it's very, very rewarding. There's no question about it. You'll love it, Britt. I have no question about it. Now, what about the extracurricular activities, like the things you're seeing down there dive in the waters of, you know, Mexico and stuff like that. What have you been seeing underwater?
Well, we get to dive 2-3 times a day, so that's really fun. And we see everything. We see a lot of manatees, which are big. Everyone gets really, really excited about that. And I'm over here, like, you know, I've been living in Florida during the winters for, I don't know, 10 years or so. So I'm like, oh, manatee. But everyone is so excited about this. And it's cool. I think it's great. But what I'm really excited the most about is these huge schools of tarpon that come through.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, you just kind of stand there and watch them just fly overhead. And it's just so interesting to see them and see their dynamic and, you know, how they react to each other. But this is a juvenile breeding ground for them, so they tend to kind of hang out here. And then once they get a little bit bigger, they'll go off to the Keys, and all of our fellow 305 friends get to enjoy them.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you'll go through this program over this three-month period, make you know, friends with some of the local tarpon, and then when you move back to Florida, you're like, hey, look, it's Mermaid Brit. I remember her down in Mexico. You know, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's that whole language barrier thing that you have to break through with these tarpon. But they are impressive critters. You know, down there at Robbie's Marina in the Keys, maybe those big old monster tarpon are starting down there at XTC Dive Center there with Mermaid Brit in Mexico. Well, Brit, it sounds awesome. I can't wait for you to get through this whole process and tell us everything you learned. And maybe it'll, you know, rub off on us as well, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, and we got more coming up, including stuff from Roz from the UK, next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we have connected to across the pond with Roz from the UK. She's on via Skype right now. Roz, how are you? Long time no chat.
I'm fine, thank you, Greg. How lovely to talk to you.
Well,
and you survived your brief.
Yeah.
You've survived your brief wind, did you?
Yes, we the wind was breaking here in Florida, but it was nothing that we weren't used to. On many levels. You hear what I'm saying, Roz?
Yes, I do.
And she knows not to elaborate, so we'll just leave it at that. Fair enough.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so it has been a while, though, since we've chatted. And, you know, so I know you're getting ready for the DEMA show, and we got that to talk about. And I would imagine you're going to be there with, you know, with shoes on or fins on and ready to... Are you going to dive around the DEMA show when you come to town, too, or what do you think?
I'm probably going to try and plan to get some cave diving in if I can.
Excellent.
There's a lovely lady called Dory who's a very good cave instructor. And I'm going
like
to see
Dory,
if I can find
the that. Like fish from Finding Nemo?
As in Dory the fish Finding Nemo.
Okay.
And she is incredibly capable. She's a very, very good instructor, trainer.
Okay, so she really is a dive instructor trainer, like Mermaid Brit we were just talking to. She's not this you know, fictional character that you're going over to Epcot and dive with at the Living Seas.
No, not at all. She she runs Get Out and Dive, and her name's Dory Phillips.
All right.
And she is a brilliant instructor, cave instructor, and she really inspires people with her instruction.
Okay.
I've watched her teach, and she's just a really solid instructor. I'm very nice with it.
Well, but I thought you knew everything, Roz. What could she possibly teach you? I thought you were already like a cave instructor or something.
No. I'm a cave diver, not a cave instructor. I would never be a cave instructor.
Really? So what is she going to teach you? Just another level of cave diving? Like Cave 3 or something? Or Nitrox or what?
She'll probably run me through in a refresher because I've not been in a cave recently. So, always good to get a refresher off a good instructor.
You know, a good diver is always learning, which is Roz from the UK. And we got more with her next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Stanley, that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I got Roz from the UK on with me right now. She's planning her adventure to come to Orlando, our home base of operations, by the way, here in a few weeks for the DEMA show. So I thought it'd be a good time to just catch up and find out what she is planning for her adventure back across the pond to see us. So, Roz, you said you're going to do some continuing education on your cave diving while you're in Florida, which sounds like a great plan. But what else have you been up to lately? It's because it's been too long since we've chatted with you on Scuba Radio.
Well, I'm prepping up for the Birmingham Dive Show that's happening in 17 days' time in England.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be speaking about Great British Diving and how fantastic it is. And, that, you know, we've got sites like Swanage, which is about 5 meters. So that's about 15 foot all the way through to the wrecks out in Ireland, which are 70 meters. So that's going to be 210 feet roughly, isn't it? And about, you know, what we've got to offer in the UK, like seals and basking sharks and nudibranchs and things.
And so cold water. Well, what is the water temp?
Well, it varies what time of year it is, Greg, and also which part of the country.
Well, see, I just did a little dose of cold water diving out in Catalina last week.
What temperature was that?
Well, 2 weeks ago, I guess. It was 68 degrees.
Yeah,
she has to do the conversion, it's like negative... crazy Celsius. I don't know.
It's about 19 degrees.
Oh, okay. We'll go with that.
That's quite warm.
What do you mean that's quite warm? That is not quite warm. I was wearing a 7mm wetsuit with a heated rash guard under it.
Where
and that made it tolerable.
I've been in a dry suit, Greg. Why are you not in a dry suit?
I was trying to, you know, warm up to the level of not being such a warm water wuss since I was in California. I was like, okay, I'm going to try to go the wetsuit route. And I got by. It was fine. It worked. But 68 degrees, what is that, like bath water to you? Is that what you're trying to say?
It's quite pleasant.
Yeah, pleasant. Okay. Refreshing is what Vinny Two Tanks and Butch were telling me, my dive buddies here.
No, it's actually quite nice, actually. 90 degrees is quite lovely.
Well, hey, you know, I'm a warm water wuss. What can I say? So when you're in the UK and you're talking about diving these places over there, that would be like a summer day? And it would be way cooler.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It would be a summer day. That would be really lovely summer temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
It's down to about 4 degrees in the quarries. In the sea, it's about 8. In the winter, 8 degrees. So that's 16, 26, 36, about 46 degrees.
Yeah. Woof. You know what? I just suffered from shrinkage, and I'm not even in the water, Roz. This is bad.
Well, it's all down to your physiology. And so let me tell you, I've got some news about physiology for you, Greg.
You do? Okay. Share, please.
Yes, okay. So, you know, at DEMA, we've got the American Academy of Underwater Science has a big award dinner, and they have the Zale Perry Scholarship given out.
Yeah, the Nogi Awards, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And the Zale Perry Scholarship is given to a diver who's trying to advance their professional career in diving or ocean exploration or hyperbaric research, something like that. And they must be a diver, and they've got to be enrolled in a college or university course, and they get £6,500 grant. Well,
okay.
Just heard that this year, the girl that's got it is a lady called Stephanie Martina, and I know her. I met her at Duke University in the diving medicine section where she was working as a chamber.
Chamber tech or something?
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
So she was working with the likes of Dr. Neil Pollock doing NASA studies. So she's trained to draw blood, and she can TTE, which is where you can transverse a cardiograph. So you can put a machine on someone's heart, you know, like babies, where you're scanning for a baby in a pregnant lady, and you can see a sonar image.
Sure.
It's exactly the same. You use the same thing on a heart, and you can use it.
Well, actually, they did that to me. They did that to me before my open heart surgery. So I know what you're talking about. They wanted to look in there. Hey, does it look all right? Oh, no. Call the emergency, sir.
It's quite interesting. So she's been picked. Now, she's busy studying kinesiology at the Memorial University of Newfoundland. Now, kinesiology is the study of human or non-human body movements, physiological, biometric, and psychological. And she's busy studying that at the moment. And it couldn't have happened to a nicer girl. She's worked really hard for this. She's really uber talented. She's very experienced already, and she's quite young. And I think she's going to be a talent to look out for in the future.
Well, I bet she is. I've met some of the recipients of the Zale Perry Scholarship Award in the past, and they are impressive individuals. I mean, I don't know where they find them, where Zale pulls them out of the world, and how they find out about this. But yeah, they are impressive individuals, and all of them have went on to do some pretty interesting work in the marine world or underwater world or medical world that can potentially affect us as divers as well. So that sounds pretty cool. Have you talked to her since she found out she was going to be nominated to get this thing, or what?
She's been selected as the recipient, so we Facebooked each other briefly, and I said, congratulations, well done. Because I watched her doing the NASA study. Like bikers have got earplugs that you put in to reduce the sound.
Right.
Well, she had to put earplugs into her ears very early in the day so that you can actually talk to them in the chamber. And then she had a head tent on, which is like a big, basically glass bowl. And she was working in that all day with Mike Natoli, who's the other tech. And they were in the chamber from like 7:30 in the morning till about 4:00 in the afternoon doing this research.
Wow.
That's pretty full on. That's pretty
hard. It's intense.
They couldn't really drink. They couldn't really eat anything.
It sounds like she needs it. She needs the money to take a vacation from all that work, it sounds like to me. But I'm glad she's doing it and glad she's being recognized. That's something we'll have to check out at the DEMA show, the Nogi Awards. Zale Perry, by the way, she doesn't seem to age anymore. You notice that? She just looks awesome.
She looks exquisite. Yeah. She looks lovely. And long may she carry on doing this.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to that. What else has been going on in your world? Are you getting ready for as far as your trip over from across the pond there, Roz?
Have you seen the new DEMA? Have you heard about the new DEMA award, the Wavemakers Award?
I have. We have the Reaching Out Awards. They have that, but now they got a new thing this year called the Wave Award, which is what, Roz?
Well, it recognizes an individual who is a DEMA member, who has worked in the industry for 5 years or less, who has done something significant already.
Made an impact quickly.
They made a decent, positive impact. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that they've got four people in the finalists, and I know one of them in the finalists, and they've been asked to make a film. The film's going to be going out through the DEMA website soon, and the members can vote for it. Four finalists are invited to the DEMA party, and it's going to be announced there who's going to win it. So the one person I know who's been shortlisted for this is Jessica Keller. Well, she works for the National Park Service in the submerged unit, and she's an underwater archaeologist, and she's done some interesting stuff. First of all, she rescued a colleague because he had a double cell failure on his rebreather, and because of her successful action, she rescued him, and he's absolutely fine, and he recovered properly. He was in the hospital, I think, in a coma for about 3 days.
Wow, okay.
But because of her quick thinking, he's fine.
Good.
She's now been elected to the board of directors, of the secretary of the American Academy of Underwater Science. And what she does at the National Park Service, she works a lot with the children. So she designed this kind of puzzle book trail thing that the children go through to learn about marine resources, natural resources, what life like is underwater, how to protect the environment, that kind of thing, to get them engaged in thinking about recycling and plastic and all sorts of things. It's hugely exciting. I think that she's got the ability to go really far. I think that she's going to be a name that we're going to see in the future. And I think that she's so good, she might be like a future Sylvia Earle.
Okay. And she's one of three, or one of four, entries for the Wave Award. And then they'll have this video. Everyone will vote on it and award someone that Friday night at the Reaching Out Awards at DEMA. I got to see this. This sounds interesting.
I can't wait to see who's up against who the other three are.
Absolutely.
They're going to be really quite remarkable individuals. If they're as good as Jessica, they're going to be really fascinating people to go and check out.
They'll turn into people like Roz from the UK. You know, these are, yeah, absolutely. I have no doubt. Roz, always a pleasure. Can't wait for you to be over here back stateside and hang out for a night or two, okay?
Yes, it's about 20 days and then I'll see you, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely. So plan accordingly. You know, I've already hired a bail bondsman. We should be good, okay?
That's very sweet of you. Think of everything.
Yeah, okay. See, only Roz can turn that into a really positive thing. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
You like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Looking for more than just great diving on your next adventure? Consider Curacao. Easy to get to and easy to enjoy. Curacao feels like a little piece of Europe on the edge of the Caribbean. The iconic World Heritage Site of Willemstad, Dutch culture and nightlife will satisfy even the most demanding landlubber and allow you to make the most of your surface interval. Check out Curacao.com for more info. That's Curacao.com. Curacao, where it's summer year-round and you always feel at home.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Joe, a dive instructor on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
I'm a great fish.
I'm known for spicing up the briefings by dressing up. And apparently, this guy has dubbed me the Lady Gaga of the Seven Seas. Honestly, I think he's a little jealous. Greg the Dive Master, take it away, fancy boy.
I'm not jealous, I'm envious. Is that right? I don't know. Joe's going to be on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 with us for our 20-year anniversary Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. You'll hear all about it next week. But in the meantime, I got Pete from Scuba Board, who should be on that trip, but he's out cave diving or something. Is that right, Pete? What are you up to?
That is right, man. I am loving my new house up in cave country. It's gorgeous. I finally got all 10.82 acres mowed, and I love the place.
Okay. It took, 2 weeks to get it mowed?
It's been like 6 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, at least you're getting settled. That's good.
Some of the grass was higher than I am, over 6 foot.
Interesting. Okay.
So we had to work through that. Now it's down to normal. It looks like a lawn. It's awesome.
All right. Well, there you go. You're making progress. I can't wait to come out there and see it. But it sounds like you're on the road today. So what's going on? Where are you going?
We're headed out to Mariana Cave Adventures at Sorens and Crew. And we're going to go take some pictures of their shop, scout out some of the springs and some of the caves in there, and have generally a good time. I've got my good buddy Jerry Dodson here who takes care of my website.
Okay, so you guys are just going out for a little cave diving adventure. And where did you say? Mariana, Florida? Is that what you said?
Mariana, Florida is just past the armpit of Florida.
Okay.
In the panhandle.
Got it. Is there a Ginger Anna? I'm guessing there's not.
I think gingers are the people who live in Florida.
Okay, we'll go with that. But, all right, so what are the dive sites like that you're going to? Are these new places for you even?
No, I've been to Jackson Blue before. It's a fun dive site. It's got the biggest freshwater eel I've ever seen, probably 4 foot long. I've never seen a freshwater eel get that big. I didn't know they got that big. Visibility is a little low. It's only down to like 300 feet. Hmm. Of course, it stays 70 degrees year-round. You got to love it.
All right. So this eel, what is it, a famous eel at this particular cave site or what?
I don't know. Famous, it's maybe infamous. It's, it's like a freshwater eel we see everywhere, usually around 18 inches, 24 inches. But this guy is just huge. You think you're looking at a moray. Under
really?
There at the beginning when you see him, but it's just the freshwater eel. A nice guy, not going to bite you.
But as thick as your arm kind of thing. It's a thick, thick boy.
Yeah.
All right.
Of course, they've also got the cool crawdads there that are black with white spots, and they look evil. They look like they should be, they should have a stinger on their tail, like there's some underwater scorpion. You know, there's like crawzillas.
So they're big. They're big as well. They're like big, like monster jumbo shrimp things or something.
Yeah. You know, with most crawdads you see, mud bugs are 2-3 inches long. These probably like 8 inches long, 7 inches long.
Wow. Boy, do people catch those things or are they protected in some way?
I think they catch the people. I'm not real sure.
Ah. So they're like mini freshwater lobster, more than
they really are. And I don't know that they're protected. I don't think they're protected. They're all over the springs down here.
Yeah. But they got pinchers on them or no?
Say it again?
They don't have pinchers, or do they?
Oh, yeah. No, they got pinchers.
Okay. So, all right. But you never mess with them? You leave them just for pictures? Or do you go after them?
Yeah, they're great pictures. Like I said, they look pretty evil. I wouldn't stick my finger near one.
Yeah. You got to know how to catch them. You got to catch them from behind.
I learned
the technique out in California. They don't allow the California lobster divers to use any kind of hooping things or tickle sticks or whatever. You got to catch them all by hand.
But those guys are like our spiny lobsters. They don't have claws.
Right. Well, that's true. But that's how you got to catch them like that up in Maine, too. But you have to have just a good, you know, backhand technique. You grab them from the carapace. You know?
I guess so. You got to learn how to tickle that tail.
Without a tickler.
Without a tickle.
Yeah, I don't know. One of these days.
Take out your fingers after you're done.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, have you ever heard of anybody going after eels or crawfish in one of those freshwater cave places? I've never heard of that.
I have seen it. I've actually had a crawdad stew from someone who harvested crawdads out of a spring.
Yeah? Where it wasn't good? Did you like it as good as like shrimp or lobster or what?
You know, this actually tasted okay. Most times, I'm not a big crawdad fan because most of them come out of the mud. They really are mud bugs.
Yes,
but the ones in the springs are nice and sweet.
Hmm.
They're like a shrimp.
They are. Well, yeah, the mud bugs. You're talking like Louisiana crawfish.
Yeah,
it's all about the sauce, I think.
And I know I'm pissing off a number of people when I say that I'm not a mud bug fan, but. If they come out of the springs and you're out of that fresh water, boy, you can taste the difference.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, maybe that's there's something to that. I don't know. It makes sense. The idea of eating, you know, something that's swimming around in clear, you know, crystal clear water as opposed to, you know, crawling around in a bunch of mud. Eating mud doesn't sound as appealing, so I guess I could see that. But interesting. All right, well, enjoy your cave diving there, Pete, and we'll compare notes.
You enjoy Turks and Caicos.
Well, that's what I was
going to
say.
Jealous.
Yeah, I know. I'll get to tell you about the Turks and Caicos. You can tell me about the, you know, the freshwater shrimps and crawfish that you're trying to turn into some kind of stew or whatever. Okay? It's a fair trade-off. I think I got the upper hand on it. But we'll talk again soon, Pete, for sure. Okay,
okay, my friend.
There you go. All right. We got more coming up. Our friends from NAWI, National Association of Underwater Instructors, are supposed to join us. Also, we're going to check in with our friends in Curacao. That's all coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stick around.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here,
under the sea.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we get lucky here, down in the muck here,
under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.